This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Toll free here. You can join us on the radio waves. You can bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark, that number will put you on the number 29. Most important radio program in America.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Talkers Heavy 100 list came out today, and it's got to be a real task putting this list together.
Yes.
It's been pushed back year after year. It used to come out in February. Like every year they push it back. So it's more like every 14 or 15 months.
Yeah, well.
But, you know, still, it's a great list. And the folks over at Talkers Magazine have included us on it for several years, seven, 8 years, something like that now. Quite a few years. And we've moved up, where do we start, 97? I think
we started at number 98, I think.
98, yeah. And then, you know, slowly moving down the list down to number 29, as you pointed out here. So in the top 30. And that's not based on any, like, metrics, necessarily.
It's based on some metrics. So they do take metrics, like, listenership.
They take that into account.
What they consider it, though, is... they use the terminology important for a reason.
The 100 most important talk shows... or talk show hosts in America.
Right, and they list Ian and I on it. But they take a bunch of different things, like, are you doing something groundbreaking? Is your show unique? You know, those kind of things. Alex Jones jumped on this list this year. He's up to number 26.
We used to be ahead of him, right?
Yeah, we were ahead, and, you know, we have more radio stations than Alex has.
Right.
But Alex has a huge internet following, and, I mean, I think it's arguable that he had some role in getting a president elected this year.
I think you could argue that he certainly had an influence on that.
Yeah, so... I think that it's well-deserved, his jump. And
good for him.
Good for him, good for us, good for everybody, right?
Yep, so thanks for mentioning that, Mark. That's good news for us. But in other good news, well, sort of, it's been an up-and-down day for Bitcoin. We talked about that a couple days ago here on the show and how it's just been rising meteorically over the last several weeks, if not last couple few months. And today it peaked out at around $2,230 per Bitcoin, and then within the last 3 hours has crashed down about $200. So right before we started the show, it was at around $2,000 per Bitcoin. It has jumped up a little bit more to $2,060 at the moment. So very just an interesting day in the Bitcoin realm. Some people are surely freaking out and selling. Others, others are celebrating Pizza Day. It's Bitcoin Pizza Day today, which is apparently back in 2010. Somebody bought two pizzas from another Bitcoiner, so they didn't buy it from, like,
a pizza place,
Domino's or some pizza place or whatever.
Well, it was Domino's Pizza, as I understand.
Was it Domino's?
I believe it was.
Okay, well, whatever it was, what happened was someone who was a Bitcoiner purchased with, you know, their credit card or whatever, the pizza, and then another Bitcoiner paid that person in Bitcoin for the pizzas.
Yes.
And it was 10,000 Bitcoin. Is what two large pizzas, cost in 2010. And here we are now in 2017. And
so 5,000 Bitcoin per pizza, meaning that a Bitcoin was worth, what was that? You know, what?
A few cents. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, very little.
It's very little. Now, if you were to spend 10,000 Bitcoins at 2,064, let's see, that is... $20.6 million.
It's a lot of money.
So I hope the person who sold those pizzas held on to that 10,000 Bitcoin, because he or she is doing very, very well today, if that's the case.
Daryl W. Perry, our illustrious producer, remote producer, says they were produced. They were made by Papa John's.
Papa John's. But again, they didn't get a cut of it, so too bad for Papa John's.
Well, if they'd have been accepting Bitcoin,
right, which would have been difficult at that time.
I do know of a business that does accept Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies for their product, and that is Free Talk Live. As a matter of fact,
that's right, yeah.
We get a majority of our revenue in crypto.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're looking to get rid of that Bitcoin, just, you know,
if you're looking
know.
For more business, we know how to advertise it.
There you go. But some people went out to actually celebrate Bitcoin Pizza Day today, and that happened here in Keene. I understand that Manchester, New Hampshire is going to be doing one this evening, like right around now. In Manchester is a place that takes Bitcoin that actually sells pizza. And in Keene, we have a little place called Little Zoe's that actually makes pizzas that they don't cook for you. So they make the pie, you get the pizza, you take it home, you put it in your own oven, and then you cook it at home. And so that's what we did. We had kind of like a little Bitcoin Pizza Day party where several of the local area Bitcoiners, we all went down to the pizza shop, Little Zoe's, kind of hung out there for an hour while all these pizzas, we had like, I think, four pizzas made. And then we went over to Chris's house, our Friday night co-host from thinkpenguin.com, and had a nice little pizza party in celebration of Bitcoin Pizza Day. So that was cool. You can join us here tonight. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. He's Scott in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Scott.
Good evening, Marky and Melanie.
It's Scott the Bigot. Welcome back to the show.
A.K.A. Scott Nazi, Scott the Nazi, Scott the Empty Summer.
We didn't call you that.
Yeah, I
didn't
call you
that. Other places.
Nazi's a term that's thrown around a little too wildly, but I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know if you're a socialist. I don't know enough about your politics because normally I think you're kind of like a righty, right?
I hate not Democrats and Republicans.
You do, okay.
But the reason why I'm calling is twofold. Number one, I'd just like to let everyone know that today is a milestone. On May 22nd, 1920, Henry Ford issued The International Jew, which was published in 91 consecutive weeks. And you could get it in a bookstore or in today's modern age, get it on the Internet. And,
was Ford a bigot, too? I don't know enough about him.
Henry Ford, they claim, is a nut job, a kook, but the man was a genius, and he didn't have any formal education. He tinkered with watches, and the rest is history. He started the Ford Motor Company, and the man was a genius. And anyway, he...
Well, I don't think that being a genius and being a kook is mutually exclusive. I've worked with a guy for many years, and I'm certain that it's true.
But he launched his paper today. 97 years ago, and I was...
And what was the thrust of that paper? Is this an ongoing publication, you're saying, like an actual newspaper?
Every week he would expose the Jews on another thing. For example, they the control of the bootlegger business, whether they invented communism, or how they degraded baseball. You'd have to read it.
The Jews degraded baseball?
Yeah, he had all kinds of different... Every was a new article. Jewish jazz is for morons. Everything he touched upon, but
now isn't it possible, Scott? Before you go on here, that Jewish people are individuals and they don't all believe the same thing, and that not all Jewish people are trying to take over the world.
No, that's true. But
that's true. You said no first, and then you said that's true. What part was true?
Again?
You said no first, but then you said that's true. So which part was true?
I take them collectively, Jewry. And I see a problem in America today.
Yeah,
so,
that's why you're a bigot.
Now, it's been some time since you used to call in, like 5 years ago.
Yeah, he just started calling back, I think, this weekend.
And I have something to reveal. You know how we used to ask you what would happen if you took one of those 23andMe tests, a DNA test, and you found out if you were Jewish?
Yeah.
I took one, and it turns out that I have a Jew in my background. And it happens to be on my maternal side. It's the far maternal DNA. Now, this is like less than 1% of my blood, but I can claim to be Jewish simply because of the placement in my lineage. But what percentage, because I'm certain that Ashkenazi Jews tend to be somewhat diluted, what percentage of Jew does one have to be sort of part of Jewry?
Hold that thought, Scott. I want to get the answer from you here. Stand by. We'll bring you back more with Scott the Bigot. And it's been a long time since he's called the show, so maybe you've been one, you know, a lot of people have asked, where's Scott the Bigot?
They have.
You know, if you want to call and maybe ask him a question, you can do that. 855-450-FREE. He hates people based on the groups that they're in. That's why he's a bigot. We'll continue. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want right here, toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, here on Bitcoin Pizza Day, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
And speaking of Bitcoin, we need to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It's the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. If you're buying Bitcoin, you can do it through Bitcoin.com. You can learn more about Bitcoin. Maybe you're brand new to it. It's a great place to start. Maybe you want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users. They've got a forum, and it's always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There are no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. And that's why Bitcoin.com is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games with your Bitcoin at games.bitcoin.com. So you can learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, back to Scott in Massachusetts. Now, Mark, you had asked Scott a question right before we went away there for a moment. You had asked him about your personal DNA test that you had done from the 23andMe company, and they show that you do have at least one relative in your past who was Jewish.
Yeah, way back.
And so you had asked Scott the question. Scott is the bigoted caller who had made himself famous or infamous by calling Free Talk Live many years ago, and he just returned to calling us again this weekend after, like, what, 5 years? How long? Was it 5 years, Scott? How long had it been?
Five
you know?
Years.
About 5 years. It's amazing. Time
flies. It went
off
the grid.
Yeah, and, well, I mean, being at your mom's house doesn't count as...
No, not at all. I let me tell you something about mama's boys. Adolf Hitler was a mama's boy. He changed the world. And answering a question, go on.
Hold on. So when you get loud, your phone gets really distorted, and it's not good.
I'll speak a little... keep my voice down.
Yeah, we'll just turn you up on this end a little bit. So go ahead and answer Mark's question. It was about how much Jewishness does somebody have to have in their blood in order to count as, was it an international Jew or...
Whatever. I mean, I'm just...
Jewry?
One separates people based on genetics.
Under the Nuremberg laws in Germany in 1935 that were passed in September 1935, Adolf Hitler said... the Nazi Party, that if you had a Jewish, if you were Jewish on your mother's side, you were Jewish. But if you were Jewish on your father's side, you were a Christian. So and they
it's
even said that Hitler himself
policy.
Had a Jewish grandparent, a Jewish grandmother. That is so. That did not stop him for the great things that he did in the world. And
that's a sick thing to say.
What are those great things that you're referring to?
What are those great things? He changed the world history for the better. He tried to fight for the white Aryan race. He knew that Jewry was a threat to the Aryan.
Now, do you at least admit, Scott, that Adolf Hitler murdered people, that he had men, you know, mass slaughter and murder millions of people? Do you
admit that? He was fighting in the name of the fatherland.
But you admit that happened, right? Like, you're not a denier, are you?
The Jews have fabricated the Holocaust to gain worldwide sympathy. That's one of the major reasons that the State of Israel was built.
Now,
and billions on German reparations that was paid to the Zionist entity.
Okay, all right. Let me see if I'm following you. So, Scott, you don't think the Holocaust happened, or it didn't happen to the extent that it's reported to have happened, or
it could have
what?
Happened to some extent, but not 6 million Jews. That number.
How many million? How many million? Hundreds of thousands? Millions? I mean, how many?
It could have been 100,000.
Okay, so you do admit that at the very least, at some number, that Hitler did have Jewish people exterminated.
He may have shot them, deported them, but to answer your question, massive camps where they went up the chimney, so to speak. No. That did not. But
so you deny all of the
short little thing of why America is in the trouble it's in.
I just want to make sure I'm clear on something. You deny that the gas chambers and, you know, ovens and all of that. You deny that those, you know, those physical things that have been proven in reality to exist. You deny that those were used or that those exist or what?
Let me answer this.
You deny the stories from the guards? Because it's not just
polls. Russians,
blacks,
Slavs,
yep.
homosexuals. You would think
Jehovah's
the
Witnesses
Jews were the
there.
Only victims.
No. I'm glad you mentioned that. It's true that they targeted a lot of people besides just Jewish people.
Swing dancers, I've heard.
I think it's important to point that out. So you are admitting that there was a massive extermination campaign against more than just Jewish people, against people that Hitler didn't like.
I would say that he used it for the war effort. But as to answer your question...
But he wasn't killing soldiers.
Do you ask me a question? Did 6 million Jews die in the Holocaust? No. The number was far less, I would say.
Now, would you have liked to have seen 6 million?
How can I answer? But it certainly was not 6 million. That was a fabricated figure.
Now, would you have liked to have seen more people murdered in the Holocaust?
This is what I would like to see.
Okay.
I would like to see an America that is free of Jewish influence. And I wrote
a little thing
here, especially for you, if I may read it, and then I could go if you'd let me read it. It's not very long.
Let me give my wish, too, sure. Just so that we understand where we're coming from.
Yeah.
I wish that FDR wasn't such a stinking bigot and had taken all those Jews that were attempting to flee Nazi Germany and its conquered territories and let them come here, because Israel rose from nothing, really. I mean, there wasn't much there, and now it is a very, very wealthy and successful place. And that could be the United States. And that's a terrible thing that was lost that we lost out on. Go ahead.
This won't take long. Thank you. And by the way, you're very kind to let me speak on your show. I know you've got other callers, so I'll make it short and sweet. The American people are morons because they do not understand what is going on, nor do they care. As long as they have their bread and circus, baseball, football, NASCAR, Jack Daniels, McDonald's, Walmarts, color TVs, cell phones, etc., they are fat, dumb, and happy. Meanwhile, Rome burns. Americans think that there is a difference between Democrats and Republicans. There is no difference. Democrats and Republicans merely put on a show for their constituents, who they laugh at and consider morons. The true power behind the throne consists of Goldman Sachs and all the other evil international Jewish bankers on Wall Street. Michael Bloomberg controls much of the news that Americans consume. That news is garbage. Steven Spielberg controls Hollywood and is responsible for all the filth your children watch on TV and in the movies.
It's a ridiculous statement that Steven Spielberg controls Hollywood. He's just one producer.
All right. AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, has hijacked American foreign policy and is responsible for American involvement in the Middle East. The United States gets deeper into it every day. George Soros is the evil international Jewish banker and fifth columnist who is determined to turn America into a communist nation.
All right. That's enough for now. If you got more, you can call another night. Hey,
Scott, thanks
for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. And, to blame all of America's problems. I agreed with the first couple sentences of what he said, like the Democrats and the Republicans are the same and, all that, until the bigotry came in. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want. And this is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk.
Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And with you tonight in the studio, you've got Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Coming up, by the way, a very kind of sick story about, you've heard of the Amber Alerts?
Yes.
Where there's like a missing child and they send out like a news update, and radio stations, a lot of them broadcast it. Well, now there's going to be a blue alert. And what do you think the blue alert stands for?
A police officer has been hurt.
We'll get into it coming up here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. And this afternoon at the Bitcoin Pizza Day, which I mentioned at the beginning of the show, where some of the local area Bitcoiners went to a little pizza shop here in Keene called Little Zoe's that takes Bitcoin. We bought a bunch of pizzas and then went back to somebody else's house and had a kind of like a little pizza party to celebrate Bitcoin Pizza Day, where back in 2010, the very first ever physical product was purchased with Bitcoin. And in the midst of all of this buying, one of the people who was there wanted to spend Dash on the pizza. Now, unfortunately, the person who runs the pizza shop wasn't able to take Dash, but I could take Dash. So I received Dash from the person who wanted to spend the Dash, and then I gave the pizza shop owner Bitcoin at that point, because I'm actually looking to get some Dash. because Dash is pretty neat stuff. It's actually digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, which is another reason to want to spend Dash, because the Bitcoin fees are crazy at the moment. They've gone insane. And Dash isn't even close to what Bitcoin charges. They're just a fraction of a penny from what I've seen. Anyway, fees are low and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized. It's run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and making governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org, and there's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Now, so go to Dash.org and find out why. And one of the reasons why, in my opinion, is this sort of the governance structure that they've set up to have the Dashers run the whole Dash system, basically. It's something that I've never seen before in another cryptocurrency, and it's clearly working very well. It's one of the reasons why, you know, they have this sort of built-in marketing budget with Dash that other cryptocurrencies don't seem to have. And one of the things that they're doing, as I, from what I understand, is some of that money is going to development as well. So it's not just marketing, it's not just buying advertising, but it's also developing, like, the technology that would be needed to make Dash more popular. Because obviously Bitcoin's got that installed user base, it's got, you know, point of sale systems and things like that. But with Dash, what they're working on right now is a point of sale system. There are people who have gotten the funding from the Dash, what do they call it, the kitty? I'm not sure what the name of it is, where they store that 10% or whatever. There's a certain.
I probably should look into that and find out exactly what that name is.
There's probably a name for it, I don't know. But whatever the store of promotional funds is.
One of the great things about Dash is Dash takes 10% of the fees, you know, sort of that they get for, you know, transferring money and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
They're small, but there's a lot of these transactions. They take 10% of that and they put it towards development,
right.
Marketing, and all kinds of projects. And this is what, for me, I realized this is the killer app.
Yeah, it's great. So I'm looking forward to seeing what Dash comes up with for point of sale systems, because I want to give the businesses in the Keene area another option. I don't want to be hamstrung, you know, held hostage, basically, in Bitcoin. I mean, it's sad, but there needs to be something else. And Dash seems to be that something else as far as real life use of cryptocurrency.
Today I diversified.
Really?
Yeah.
You sold off some Bitcoin?
I did.
Hopefully you sold it at the peak.
I did.
You lucked out.
I'm nervous, I've got to say. So.
Yeah. Well, it just dropped $200 today, so I'm sure that's making people nervous, too.
Now it's back up half that.
So go to Dash.org. Learn more about Dash as we continue with your calls and thoughts. It's Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio. David is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yeah, hey, guys. I wanted to take a moment to, like I said yesterday, yesterday was the day before. Today is my son David's 13th birthday. I last saw him on a birthday or at all, had any contact on his when he was three, and this was due to the court system, the custody. I just wanted to share some of the real effects of what our courts are doing. So I never saw... I was the primary caretaker of my children while I was together. We were still together before I got pushed out. So I wasn't just somebody who impregnated somebody. I was the primary caretaker at that time. They were both still in diapers, and one had not walked. Paisley had not even walked nor talked. So I never saw her walk. I never heard a word, an intelligible word from her. My son had some ear problems, and so he was behind on his speech as well. So I never heard a true statement from him. You could interpret what he was trying to say, and obviously I never saw anything else that comes after that from the infant and toddler to one is 11, and today David is 13. Another effect. My mother, my children's grandmother, has never met her grandchildren, nor have the grandchildren ever met her. My grandmother never, same thing, and she has now died as of recently in the last couple of years here. So that's a relationship that never can be caught up on. And as you might guess, or some people might know, children, you know, it's hard to get children interested in parents and grandparents a lot of the time. But if they have never met somebody and they get into their teenage years and they have never met them, they typically don't have a whole lot of interest in then beginning any sort of a meaningful relationship. And so what this, this includes, so that what this does is it permanently alters in most cases the relationship, whatever it may be, if anything, for the rest of your life, from my end of it and from the children's end of it. So people out there that have, you know, some experience with children can see all of the different things that have just been completely destroyed in a situation like this. And I just wanted to share that food for thought on to commemorate my son's birthday.
Yeah, it is a destructive, tragic system that, you know, very frequently involves somebody getting victimized or screwed over. And it is, you know, there have been so many stories that we've heard over the years of men and women in similar situations as you.
Mostly men.
Mostly men, though. Hey, thank you, David, for the call tonight.
Thank you.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's right. I think he makes a good point that, you know, even if dad's a deadbeat or whatever, maybe the grandparents aren't or whatever. And they don't get the chance either.
Yeah, so, being a parent, the one thing I've realized is the most important thing to me. Now, look, I never intended to be a parent. It was not my intention. My wife.
Well, that's how most people get there.
Probably true.
It wasn't a mistake, though.
I know, but it's still how most people get
in
there.
In my case, you know, I was practically put in a submission hold. But
that would be unusual.
That's unusual.
I think that's pretty usual. It's just less honest about the way most women go about the same thing.
I see. You're saying the other women are less honest. That Laura, his wife, wasn't less honest.
Yeah, his wife was straight up. Was like, I want a kid. If not, see ya.
Most
women, birth control does not fail at the rate that it is claimed to. That's
for
all
sure.
I'm saying.
All right, we're going to continue here. Mark, I don't know where you're going with that, but we can do that here in a moment.
Kids are the most valuable thing you got.
There you go. The National Blue Alert Network is coming online. We'll tell you what that means coming up here in a moment. And you can also take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Get started at Dash.org. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help us create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org and get your own Dash wallet today. That's Dash.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you enjoy Free Talk Live and you want to help us out and help yourself at the same time, you can go to saveatpurse.com and you can buy stuff with your Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies through saveatpurse.com. And you can save on your purchases at Amazon. You can save 20% easily on pretty much whatever you want to buy. Or if you want to save more, you can try for more. You can also get less. You decide the discount. You set your discount rate at saveatpurse.com. The higher it is, the longer it might take to fulfill your purchase, but it works well, and I do it all the time. I've done it more than 80 times in a 2-plus-year time span, so I'm a huge fan of saveatpurse.com.
We've done it quite a bit at my house, too, but I think we pale in comparison to yours.
Saveatpurse.com. Go and check that out. And Free Talk Live gets a very small portion of your purchases if you go through saveatpurse.com. It's Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio here tonight. Still to come, we've got Melanie. You want to talk about a cop who had a rape conviction overturned. You'll tell us why that happened coming up here in moments. But first, from hotair.com. Now, Hot Air is a, as I understand it, a conservative blog.
Okay.
That's what I, as my understanding, Michelle Malkin, who I believe is a conservative
yeah.
Commentator. So that'll give you, the understanding of where this particular article's viewpoint is coming from on this. Headline, the National Blue Alert Network is coming online. With all the dismal news sucking the air out of the news cycle these days, it's worth taking a moment to note when something good actually happens. Most of you are probably familiar with the Amber Alert systems in place around the nation. This surprisingly effective program rapidly disseminates information about missing and or endangered children in hopes of having the public help locate them before they disappear entirely. And, that doesn't seem like a terrible idea, right? Who would be against helping find a missing child, right? That seems to be a popular idea.
It always kind of concerns me that I get these alerts on my phone.
It's Do you?
You don't?
No, I turn all that crap off.
There's probably a way to turn it off. I just never did it.
How often do they come through?
Pretty
rarely.
Okay.
I get them like once a year.
Yeah, just rarely enough that you're like you have no idea what, and it looks so different.
Uh-huh.
Than
it sounds
a text
horrible.
Or
it sounds like an air raid.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
It's the whole thing's jarring. And, you know, strangely, I have no information about these people's children, right? Like, this is irrelevant to me.
Wait, don't they tell you about the child in the Amber Alert?
Well, right, it's like 3-year-old boy, 50 pounds or however much.
So, like, every 3-year-old looks
like
the same.
Brown hair, green eyes, like, okay.
They don't say, like, what vehicle they might be in or anything else.
How much time do I spend on the road?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Like 20 minutes a day.
But, I mean, in theory, if these messages are going out to a lot of people, then the chances that somebody's going to see something is increased.
It probably works better in some areas than others, and I'm assuming it just works better based on what information you do have. Like, if you have the plate numbers, you know, that probably works better than if it's just, like, generic description of small child. Like, okay.
So now, in addition to the Amber Alert Network, according to Hot Air, this week the Justice Department announced the launch of a similar national initiative designed to identify suspects who attack police officers and rapidly track them down in a similar fashion. Rather than Amber, this one is known as the National Blue Alert Network. From the Justice Department's press release, quote, the Justice Department, along with the FCC and Department of Homeland Security, today announced the nationwide rollout of the National Blue Alert Network, including newly developed deliverables and federal interagency cooperation to enhance the safety and support of America's law enforcement officers.
Okay, so this is not something you could sign up for to, like, possibly offer help to these people.
No, they're going
to
cram this down.
This is an inter-system.
No, they're going to cram this down on you.
Oh, so I'll just get alerts on my phone.
You're gonna
people
get cop
who I
alerts.
Should, like, pull in front of if there's a cop behind me to help them out. Like, that's what's going to happen?
Well, you wouldn't do that, right?
You said it was people targeting, it was alerts of people targeting cops.
Yeah.
So, like, if I get the plate number from some guy who's targeting cops, and I happen to be driving in the road, and there's a cop back there, and I, like, deliberately drive behind this guy as to obstruct his plate number.
I thought you said pull in front of him. I'm sorry. Maybe I misheard you. I thought you were going to pull in front of the guy so the cops would see him. Okay, so, yeah.
Offer assistance in some way.
Yeah, so that's what they're doing is they're putting the alert out to let people know.
This is a horrible plan on their end.
Well, what's the drawback for them?
People like me. And people like me who are less cowardly.
No, there are very, very few people like you.
The National Blue Alert Network, under the implementation by the Office of Community-Oriented Policing Services, which is an acronym that is COPS, the National Blue Alert Network promotes rapid dissemination of information to law enforcement, the media, and the public about violent offenders who have killed, seriously injured, or pose an imminent threat to law enforcement, or when an officer is missing in connection with official duties.
Yeah, see, I hope that they realize that there are now going to be people trying to get on this.
So they can find out when somebody's wanted for going after a cop?
No, like, I'm not saying this is the most intelligent idea ever, but they already kind of have this. I mean, some places where it's like, if you get on the news or if you, you know, it's kind of the inverse of the social value that's usually placed on that sort of thing.
You're saying they want the 5 minutes of fame. You're saying that somebody would want to kill a cop so they could get a blue alert sent about them?
I don't know that anybody's going to kill a cop just to get a blue alert about them.
That's what you're kind of suggesting?
There is. Well, it's because it's not just for killing cops. But this is just a trophy that I don't think that they want to put on their head. I mean, less about cops than I do.
Whether it was the killing of the cop, they say here, killed, seriously injured, or pose an imminent threat. So whether it's one of those three, you're saying that there's a certain type of criminal out there who would be elated.
There's places where that's going to get you some street cred. That's kind of just the fact of the matter.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Whether I like it or not, that's the case.
So now, in all likelihood, if this occurred somewhere in my immediate vicinity, I'm going to get it on my Minotaur, which is my fire department beeper.
You get the Amber Alerts on that too?
No, I get I know before you do when something's bad has happened in at least in my town.
Mm-hmm.
And
but if you're not getting Amber Alerts on it, why would you get the blue alerts on it?
I wouldn't get the blue alert. I'm going to get the information before the blue alert. If somebody needs medical attention,
right.
or they're on, or something's on fire, I get that information. Right?
Sure.
Like that's, you know, that's part of the volunteer fire department
right.
thing. So
if the cop's dead, he doesn't need medical attention.
Well, I mean, you
it doesn't mean they're not going to give it to him.
Okay,
sure.
If the cop's dead, I got that information, Ian.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
okay.
You know, I'm trying
so
to tell
you. So
you
get info about all the police shootings, is what you're saying.
Right? There's no police shootings in my town.
No, that's true.
Okay. The cops.
Barely police shootings anywhere.
Okay. They don't get shot. They don't shoot anybody in our town. So,
right.
But anyway, I'm just saying that that I get this information anyway, and I would absolutely rush to anyone's aid who was in, you know, sort of the immediate vicinity of my house. It wouldn't matter whether, you know, what particular badge they had on.
Well, I don't think they're going to be. I understand you're talking about the information you receive, which would be different from what would be in one of these blue alerts. I don't think they're going to give the location of where the injured cop is over the blue alert. They're going to try to give out information about the suspect
sure.
over the blue alert.
Yeah, they're probably smarter than that.
there's a little bit more here about this story, and I'll get into that coming up here in a moment. But so they're going to send out these alerts. You're saying this, Melanie, that you believe that this will be a trophy, basically.
It's going to help them in some areas, and it's going to help them in the suburbs. It's going to not help them other places. Not all other places, but some other places. There are people who are going to go help the cops, and I mean, this. I don't know how this isn't obvious to pretty much everybody. Like, yeah, there are people who are going to want that street cred. I mean,
so one of the biggest
the states in, you know, pretty much says this person a threat to cops. Like, yeah, that's something that people, especially people with nothing to lose, they're going to go after that.
Now. I think one of the concerns I have here, just besides the general ickiness and the idea that police are so important, they get their own alert.
Right. Like, there's no alert for civilians shot. And,
right.
You know, here's the information on the guy.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Later.
It's a cell 411.
Well,
yeah, we're talking about an official system here. But I
get
what you're saying.
Go get the app at getcell411.com.
Yeah, cell411 is a great decentralized emergency alerts app. It's fantastic. But the other thing here is... The person who shot the cop in the moment, you don't always know who that person is. So if some cop just got shot and they believe they know who did it, which is, again, rare in the moment of that circumstance happening, they could very well be wrong about that. And then they're putting out information about somebody who didn't have anything to do with it. What happens when, I mean, we know it's already dangerous enough because when the cops show up, they're going to blast away this person in a lot of cases. But now you've got other people who might want to go and, you know, be a vigilante for the police, basically, be part of the police posse.
Which is a weird position. I'm going to act illegally.
There's more coming up.
Cops.
It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 on the way.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Simbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi, Simbi.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.